Cairo Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of The Cairo Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Cairo, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Cairo Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Cairo Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Cairo history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Cairo Historical Society at cairohistsociety@yahoo.com.
The 2018 WGXE Record Fair, coming up at Basilica Hudson September 16th. Early bird admission, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for $10. General admission is free from 10 to 4. Vendors from across the Northeast gather in Basilica's main hall to sell vinyl, CDs, cassettes, tapes, DVDs, books, musical equipment, instruments, and radio-related ephemera, with a variety of affordably priced records in all genres. We'll also be raffling off a regional record lovers tour package with gift certificates to regional record stores and eateries. For more information about the fair, visit our website at wgxc.org/recordfair.
I don't like your peaches. They are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes. Can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Here's Corey with another edition. And starting off, Entertainment Weekly drops some Captain Marvel news and photos, plus details on the film debut of She, who will probably give Thanos a major ass kicking in the next Avengers. It's not an origin movie, but we'll have some flashbacks, which includes... that Lashana Lynch is playing the mother of first comic book continuity Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau, currently known as Spectrum, but note her mother is using her prior identity, Photon, as her pilot call sign. Miss Danvers herself is already a member of Star Force, led by character still unknown, but probably original Captain Marvel, Jude Law, and returns to Earth to deal with an invasion by the also long-awaited, we're almost in the first Avengers, shape-shifting Skrulls. Take this with a grain of salt because of the source. Ain't It Cool News claims Marvel is fast-tracking a Captain Britain and the Black Knight movie for their next phase, with discussions ongoing with Guy Ritchie to try his hand at the superhero thing. For a couple of days, Alec Baldwin was going to channel his Trump into the form of Thomas Wayne in Todd Phillips' Joker origin movie, but he tweeted he was out due to scheduling issues. Over on DC Universe streaming, likely for next year, Swamp Thing from James Wan has added Underworld mastermind Len Wiseman as a director and casts Abby Arcane with Crystal Reed of Teen Wolf and Gotham, as well as Channel Zero's Maria Sten as reporter Liz Tremaine. Series writer Greg Dauberman promised a hard R tone that ensures no dilution of the originating Vertigo comic and a physical costume but less man in a suit, as Dick Durack managed to make work, but yeah, it's 2018. And he noted for now that there will be no crossing over with the rest of the Streamverse. Going over to the looking better than his neighbor part of that neighborhood, Doom Patrol has put Timothy Dalton in the wheelchair of handicap, but not bald or rip off its complicated mentor figure, Dr. Niles Calder, a.k.a. the Chief. Variety broke that Matt Smith will be warping over to a galaxy far, far away, as he's been casting an unknown role for Star Wars Episode 9. Closing out this segment with an official air date for the beginning of Jodie Whittaker's run in the TARDIS, one which brings further change. In its native land, Doctor Who will now air on Sundays to avoid all those unfortunate schedulings against original flavor X Factor, and will air simultaneously in early afternoon on BBC America for season opener The Woman Who Fell to Earth. Now here is Buffalo Springfield with Do I Have to Come Right Out and Say It.
Do I have to come right out and say it? Tell you that you look so fine. Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? If it was a game, I could play it. Trying to make it, but I'm losing time. I gotta bring you in, you're overworking my mind. Indecision is crowding me, I have no room to spare. And I can't believe she cared. Like a dream she has taken me, and now I don't know where. And a part of me is scared, the part of me I shared once before. Do I have to come right out and say it? Tell you that you look so fine. Look so fine. Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? I have to come right out and say it, girl. Tell you that you look so fine. Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? If it was a game, I could play it. Trying to make it, but I'm losing time. I gotta bring you. I have to come right out and say it, girl. Tell you that you look so fine. So
I'm hurt. night. At 10 o'clock it ended in a heck of a fight. When someone hit my Jenny, she went out like a light. Oh, Jenny. And then some joker went and called the cops on the phone. So everybody scattered out for places unknown. I couldn't carry Jenny, so I left her alone. In the paper this morning, she made it with a bang. According to the story in the paper this morning, Jenny is the leader of a teenage gang. Jenny has a brother and he's out on my trail. Her daddy wants to ride me out of town on a rail. I hope I'll be around when Jenny gets out of jail. She wasn't very glad to see me, that I could tell. In fact, to tell the truth, she wasn't looking too well. Poor Jenny, her eye was black, her face was red, her hair was a fright. She looked as though she'd been crying half of the night. I told her I was sorry, she said, get out of sight. Poor Jenny, it seems a shame that Jenny had to go get apprehended. A heck of a fate. This party was the first one she ever had attended. It had to happen on our very birthday. Jenny has a brother and he's out on my trail. Her daddy wants to ride me out of town on a rail. I hope I'll be around when Jenny gets out of jail. Poor Jenny.
Okay, that set started with Buffalo Springfield, Do I Have to Come Right Out and Say It, then Darla Hood from Little Rascals with Hurt, 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 and the Everly Brothers of Poor Jenny. Further evidence that West Side Story is Spielberg's next project are the dancer casting calls going on right now as we speak in Brooklyn, with leaning pretty positive reviews for the Halloween retcool, which I will now call, from now on call Halloween 2018. Blumhouse has naturally revealed it's looked at other classic franchises in need of resuscitation. Jason Blum said in a Twitter Q&A he would love to write the course of studio partner Universal's not needed, but crap, it could work much better than this guy's Dark Universe. And while they are looking at others, including Chainsaw Massacre and The Crow, legal issues are preventing any chance right now of Michael Myers' immediate co-writer Jason Voorhees emerging from the lake under their banner. Over at Sony, through the house that The Purge built, is looking for The Plane, sorry I had to, as another franchise, teaming with Sony to develop a Fantasy Island reboot. Don't snicker, the original was beyond cheesy, but there's a dark undercurrent there which the forgotten, short-lived Malcolm McDowell-led TV reboot explored. And going into our next set, Variety reports James Wan is developing Arachnophobia, as in a remake of the 1990 minor cult classic Amblin horror comedy concerning a nasty strain of Amazonian spider crossbreeding with a small-town USA strain to unleash webby hell on Jeff Daniels and John Goodman. Original director Frank Marshall will return to produce. Now, from the 70s Shatner versus Creepy Crawly Eco Disaster Kingdom of the Spiders, here's Dorsey Burnett with Peaceful Verde Valley.
See the sun this morning, shining through the early spring. Down in Peaceful Verde Valley, what tomorrow may bring. Will it bring the love we need to last forevermore? Or could it bring the unknown that we've never seen before? Down in peace.
last forever. Could it bring the unknown that we've never seen before? Oh, let the sky be blue tomorrow, just like it is today.
Thank you.
That started off with Dorsey Burnett's Peaceful Verde Valley, then Concrete Blonde with Mexican Moon, and last song, like me, probably almost fooled you into thinking it was the Smiths, How Soon Is Now, that was Soho's Hippie Chick. And finishing Geek Speak with some quick updates and a posthumous clarification. On the latter, the Hollywood Reporter revealed the unexpected passing of Burt Reynolds occurred before any filming of him as George Spawn took place in Tarantino's next film, and his last role will be the unscheduled comedy Defining Moments. A fictional death has been confirmed as John Goodman told the Times the Connors will begin with patriarch Danby and mopey and sad following his wife's death. And the implementation of that popular movies, aka the Please Watch Us category of the Oscars, is postponed due to the backlash, Scuttlebutt claiming Spielberg and Helen Hunt were particularly instrumental in getting it reassessed. So it's almost 11:30 here on WGXC 90.7 FM. You're listening to Forgotten Geek. Here is Peter Gabriel era Genesis with Scenes from a Night's Dream.
Together, a broken dream. Sugar Man. false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal.
Tired of being pushed around, trampled to the ground. Every time somebody comes to town, I get tired. Policeman on the prowl, looking in my bowel. Every time somebody's getting high, nowhere to go. There's no
set started with Genesis, Scenes from a Night's Dream, and then Rodriguez with Sugar Man. You just heard the demo version of George Harrison's Nowhere to Go. So next to last set starts with Missouri, Moving On. Okay, that last set started with Missouri, moving on. Then Molly Hatchet with Bounty Hunter. You just heard Saxon with Frozen Rainbow. So thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. And we'll be going out, starting with Nirvana School, and then Nine Inch Nails covering Zoo Station by U2. So have a good afternoon.